So glad to be back with you this morning. We have three passages of scripture to read today, and I would encourage you to read along with me. The first one is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. That's 539 in the Old Testament section of your pew Bible. I'll give you time to look it up. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them who have no might he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Second reading from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and that's page 880 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Last reading is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. That's page 707 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. And I would like to ask you to stand for the reading of the gospel lesson. Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put it on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit into his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all, these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth what you need and have need of all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto this day is the evil thereof. Father, I pray this morning that you use my words to speak your words. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. So how many of you have ever been on a cruise? Yeah? My wife and I used to take them quite often. Yeah. When we were in high school, we used to cruise Kearney Street in Prinko every weekend. What? What kind of cruise did you think I'm in? Okay. Let me ask one more time. How many of you have ever been on a real cruise? No? Okay. We never had a chance to go on one of those. We were going to. By the time we were ready to go, her cardiologist decided that she didn't have the heart for it. So we never got to go. Now my kids, on the other hand, they've been cruising the Caribbean for a number of years. This week, as I've been reflecting on the year past and imagining the year to come, I have found myself visioning all of us gathered in the cruise terminal awaiting the announcement to embark on our 2023 journey. I'm told that before you can board your journey, you first are required to attend a passenger orientation. So that's what I want to do today. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard the IHS Elkton Baptist. We are honored that you have chosen to travel with us this year, and we trust that your journey will be an edifying, rewarding, and successful experience. Although each of our cruise segments will have a structured itinerary, including stops and activities along the way, the reality of our trip is that it's going to be a journey into the unknown. This time last year, we all set out on a journey into the unknown of 2022. Sometimes the seas were rough, huh? Sometimes they were calm. Sometimes the sky was bright and sunny, and sometimes it was just cloudy. Sometimes we felt very lost and alone, and sometimes we felt right on course and secure. Sometimes there were tears and sorrows. Other times there was joy and laughter. Sometimes we found ourselves asking questions about tomorrow. Other times we had a clear glimpse of what it all means. On Sunday, December 31, we pulled into port for the last time in 2022, and 7 days ago, we departed on our journey into 2023. And as I've been reminiscing about our 2022 journey as a faith community, I believe it's been a successful voyage. And I would like to suggest three reasons why. First of all, you have successfully finished your 2022 journey because of the grace of God, the witness of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. And you will be pleased to know that we will have that same executive crew on board again for our 2023 journey. Second, whatever good, positive, exciting, and right things that have happened over the past 12 months have not been the result of anyone's plan. Rather, what you have seen, heard, felt, and witnessed on board the IHS Elkton Baptist has been a demonstration of what can happen when our faith rests on God's power rather than on man's wisdom. A demonstration of what can happen when we keep our focus on Jesus. Third, your 2022 excursion has been a witness to what can happen when ordinary people hear the Lord knocking, open the door and let the presence and power of the Holy Spirit connect through your praying together, your being together, your giving together, and your serving together. So once again, welcome aboard the IHS Elkton Baptist. Although we are already 1 week into a journey, I would like for you to join me for a 2023 Orientation Sunday. And during the next few minutes, I will be giving you a brief overview of where we are headed in 2023 and four things I believe you need to pack for your journey into the unknown. Now, before I begin, I want to reflect on those dear saints who have traveled on the IHS Elkton Baptist for the past 171 years. Especially those folks that on a Saturday in April 1852 joined Brother James Wheeler at the Wood Schoolhouse to organize a church. You think the seas they encountered were rough sometimes? In common others? You think their sky was bright and sunny sometimes and cloudy at others? You think they ever felt lost and alone as well as on course and secure? You think they ever had tears and sorrows or questions about tomorrow? Sure they did. Were they successful on their journey? Absolutely. Because 171 years later, we're here in this place. They too were guided by the grace of God, the witness of our Lord Jesus, and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. They too were successful because they saw, heard, and felt and witnessed what could happen when they kept their focus on Jesus. And they were successful because they were ordinary people praying together, being together, giving together, and serving together. Okay, here's the big question. Where are we headed in 2023? Wherever God leads us to go. And I sincerely believe that for our journey to be successful, we must be in touch with the needs of those we serve. We must teach and maintain a commitment to spiritual purity. We must totally be dependent upon the Word of God, the living God, the Scripture, the Bible, and we must covenant together to demonstrate the will of God in all we do and in all we say. Gosh, that sounds kind of impressive, doesn't it? However, if we are committed to being in His service, which is what the IHS on our ship bow means, then we must be committed to following His direction wherever it may lead us. I don't know for sure where we're going, but I know who's taking us there. And I'm confident that He will lead us in the right direction. Okay. When it comes to packing for our 2023 journey, I recommend, first of all, that you travel light. I propose that you begin by leaving behind whatever baggage has weighted you down in 2022. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but folks, you can't change what happened in 2022. So why waste time in 2023 trying to do it? As our text from Matthew reminds us, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. here's what I recommend you pack for 2023. Four things. Number one, I recommend you pack the Bible. No specific translation or paraphrase. As long as it is a Bible whose words you can understand and plug into the routine of your daily life. It can be God's word written on paper pages, or it can be God's word on a digital screen. Our pew Bibles are a convenient way to read Scripture together, and I know many of you are faithful in following it. But folks, a Bible that is opened only once a week with words and phrasing that was current 411 years ago may not be the most effective way for God's words to speak to you. Permit me to give you a little sidebar. The quote authorized on the cover page of the King James Bible does not mean authorized by God. In 1604, England's King James I authorized a translation be made combining three previous translations. And he commissioned this new version as a means of controlling and manipulating the Church of England. Authorized meant that the previous translations or any other translations were no longer accepted by the Church. To say what God needs to say to us, I sincerely believe the message needs to be current and fresh and understandable in the same language in which we do our shopping, talk with our friends, worry about world affairs, and teach our children their table manners. You need to pack a Bible whose words you can understand and plug into the routine of your daily life, and you need to read that Bible in a disciplined way out loud. Out loud. There's an old Jewish proverb that says, God's written word becomes God's living word as it becomes God's spoken word. Second, I recommend you pack some practical prayer tools. One of the most effective you should already have in your suitcase is your Bible. Not only does it teach us about the very one we are praying to and the nature of our relationship with Him, it also contains over 300 references to prayers and praying, and 650 specific prayers, 450 of which include the answer to the prayer. The Bible, without question, is the book of all books, but there are others that can assist you in your prayer life. There's all kinds of books on the market about prayer and an equal assortment of those who are simply books of prayers. Music is an important tool in my prayer toolbox, whether it is written in a book, recorded on a CD, or downloaded on an electronic device. Did you know that there's over 60 songs in our Baptist hymnals that are prayers? Yeah, I sat down and counted them all. There is even one song, page 603, that proclaims, "My singing is a prayer." Sometimes when I have trouble finding words to say, I pray in the form of a written note or letter to God. Some people, maybe some of you, keep a prayer journal. It's from one of those folks that I picked up this prayer. Now you have to listen real close and I'll repeat it. Thank you, God, for letting me live long enough to thank you for not answering my prayers the way I wanted you to answer them the first time I prayed them. Huh? Did you catch that? Okay. Have you ever considered pictures as a prayer tool? Have a picture of Jesus hanging on my office wall, and sometimes when I pray, I just look at the picture. You know, there is nothing sacred about closing your eyes when you pray. It's simply another tool that if it works for you, do it. Many of the prayers of Jesus recording in Scripture tell us that when he prayed, he looked up to the heavens. Posture is another confusing tool of prayer. If kneeling enhances your prayers, then kneel. If bowing your head or putting your hands together or putting them up in the air works, then do it. On the other hand, if a specific posture is not necessary for you to effectively communicate with God, then just put it back in the box. If you like to say your prayers silently, then say them silently. If you like to pray them out loud, then pray out loud. Folks, I find no biblical evidence to suggest that the configuration of our eyes, position of our heads, hands, or body has any bearing on whether or not God listens to our prayers. Prayers, tools are just that, tools, a means to an end. And I believe we do ourselves a terrible injustice when we get so hung up on the method that we miss the message and end up cheating ourselves out of tapping into the guiding, sustaining, and empowering presence of God in our life that can only come through communicating with him. Number three. You need to make sure and allow room to include your church family. They are an essential tool for God to help you stay on course during your journey, to care for you when the seas of life get a little rough and make you sick, and they can be a life preserver for you to grab onto when you find yourself fighting to stay afloat in a life sea that is polluted with all the junk and stuff that the world has dumped on us. Four, I recommend you pack some money. Cash, coin, personal check, credit, debit card are all acceptable. On board the IHS Oakland Baptist, not only do you have the ample opportunities to serve through your prayers, your presence, your service, you also have the opportunity to serve with your money. Now, I know a lot of folks don't like the preacher talking about money. But folks, the reality of it is that it takes money for us to journey together. One final segment of our orientation. For each cruise, a safety at sea briefing is required. So here's our briefing for our 2023 journey. 2 points here. While that great cloud of witnesses that have journeyed before us have been faced with the same threats and dangers as we are, it seems to me that in the world we live in today, those threats and dangers are greater than they have ever been before. Therefore, number one, Matthew 7:15. Be wary of false preachers who smile a lot, dripping with practiced sincerity. Chances are they're out to rip you off somewhere or another. Don't be impressed by charisma. Look for character. Two, from our text in 2 Timothy, don't be naive. There are difficult times ahead in 2023. People are going to be self-absorbed, money-hungry, self-promoting, stuck-up, profane, contemptuous of parents, crude, coarse, dog-eat-dog, unbending, slanderers, impulsively wild, savage, cynical, treacherous, ruthless, bloated wingbags, addicted to lust, and allergic to God. Does that pretty well cover it, you think? Paul tells Timothy, you need to stay away from those people. So welcome aboard the IHS Elkland Baptist for our 2023 journey. Any questions? If not, bon voyage and amen. This is the word of God for the people of the Lord.